Thank you.
So did you guys, like, you know, do it yet?
We have done many things. We ride the bus together, and we have meaningful conversations about how your book club went and about her friends.
Do you remember being one of those fearless teens surrounded by the opposite sex? They're all really keen and you just acted like you're a celeb upon the silver screen, and it's an everyday occurrence, not at all weird to see. No, me neither. I was an underachiever with a hungry demeanor, just too lustful and eager. Women seemed like some otherworldly creatures. I couldn't even muster up a greeting. I was dumbstruck and speechless, wishing I could find the right words to get my swerve on, but always found myself stuck in reverse or taking diversions. How was I supposed to find the right person in a world of angelic faces that all left my mind surging? Couldn't see anyone as anything less than perfect when all I had to work with were these hormonal urges. Curses, I felt so worthless, cause I was so certain when I spoke the only word girls heard was virgin.
Damn. Everything all right?
You must be really worried.
First time I fell in love, I guess I was destined to mess it up. The best feeling, I was sure that nothing else will ever touch. How could anybody measure up to who I put up on a pedestal? I never saw that I was stuck in self-destruct mode. Soon I found that I was getting snubbed though. Had me feeling manic, like where the fuck did the love go? It doesn't take Columbo to know that holding on to what can only render both of you morose, that's for dumbos. One thing I've learned, now I've done my research, is not to keep your fingers crossed and wait for love to emerge. If it was there but now it's gone, you'll end with nothing but hurt, trying to revive something dead and buried under the dirt. It takes a strong person to admit the future's uncertain, and that knot up in your gut's only bound to become worse. You can't love someone else without acknowledging your personal worth, so put number one first before that love hurts.
I sort of feel like I'm on drugs when I'm with you. Not that I do drugs, unless you do drugs, in which case I do drugs all the time. Every drug. Yeah, I don't know. Just when I'm with you, things sort of seem a little brighter.